Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of...
And that's all I want to hear from Mark Ramsey, because we have so much to share with you today. I need all the time in the world. All right, let's just come down to it. I got a couple of articles in front of me, a couple of websites open to refer you to. This is going to be like a news broadcast on this webcast. Bob Klink and Mark Ramsey are with me. Guys, give me a mic check by saying hello.
Hi there, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing good. Mark?
Thank you so much.
All right. The sound is good. I got two articles, and I'm going to start off with one. Ramey sent me an email and said, now you can see why I refuse to send my kids to the public cesspools. He's talking about the schools. He says, this will be the last thing that I will send about Obama. In other words, my friend Ramey is saying, no more communication about this president. And I don't blame him. I want to commend Ramey on being cool, because I'm not going to edit anything off the webcast this week. I'm going to try to be cool. Ramey says that every day there is something new to report. I'm tired of it. Folks wanted change. Now they have it. America is being destroyed. I will now say that I told you so and drop this issue. From this day forward, I will not send anything else out about him or his demonic agenda. I commend you, Ramey. Me either. I think this is the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. And we're going to take you through this. The subject of the article is Obama appoints a pro-gay activist who promotes pro-gay clubs in public schools to be the safe schools czar. This article was written by Adam Brickley, and it came out on June 18th. That's today, 2009. And I'm going to let Bob get into that. But before Bob gets into that, I want to share with you another website that you can go to, and it is called massresistance.org. Put that down, massresistance.org. The name of the article on their website is called The Fiskgate Incident, What Homosexual Activists in Schools Do with Children. I need you to go to that massresistance.org, because they have two good size sound clips on there. You can listen to a recording, and just going to give you just a little bit from this article, and then we're going to get into the main article. Students as young as 12 given graphic instruction in bizarre homosexual sex acts by state employees. Just want to read the note here. It says Kevin Jennings, and you can type his name in Google. His picture will come up. It is obvious that he's gay. He is the founder of GLSEN, has just been appointed by the Obama administration to run the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools in the U.S. Department of Education. Jennings was running GLSEN at the time of his conference and defended it. Now, go ahead.
And by the way, for GLSEN, for those of you that aren't aware of it, GLSEN is the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. Mm. So that is the founder of the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, who is our former head of that organization, who then we are speaking of here.
Right. And you know this paragraph right here where it says fisting, and please, don't let your children listen to this broadcast, because I don't even want your children to know about this. This is for adults only. Adults only. And I will note that on the website, for adults only. Here's a quote by Kevin Jennings. Fisting, forcing one's entire hand into another person's rectum or vagina, often gets a bad rap. It's an experience of letting somebody in your body that you want to be that close and intimate with, and to put you into an exploratory mode. Quote, unquote. Now, I just want to tell you this right now. This is the last time I'm going to discuss the president, because I'm outraged at him putting a man like this in the post. Bob.
Just as, speaking as a physician, this term exploratory mode sort of reminds me of an examination that men have to start going through when they get into their 50s. And they often don't show up to the doctor's office to have these examinations. And if they do so, it's rather a demeaning experience. It's a it's an experience that is actually uncomfortable, and actually and people generally tend to find this examination disgusting. And yes. And similarly, females who go to their routine gynecological exams. There's a lot of women that don't go to the pap smears and don't get the proper checkups done because of the fact, again, it's a very demeaning experience. It's an experience where you're exposing parts of your body to being probed in a very, very unnatural and uncomfortable fashion. And yet these people are now trying to advocate this as a pleasurable experience. And I mean, again, it's just common sense that if normal people find this disgusting, uncomfortable, strange, you know, and distasteful, why then are we in the schools trying to convince young children that they would want to do this?
Listen to this clip, and then you guys will get the gist before we get into our discussion. You must listen to this.
Turn signal with Mima Reza.
Another presidential appointee is causing great concern among pro-family leaders. President Barack Obama is tapping Kevin Jennings as head of the Safe and Drug-Free Schools. Jennings may be best known for building GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. Why is this important to know? Because we could be seeing drastic changes to our education system very soon.
For 20 years, I've heard a very common refrain by people who know me. Kevin, you're too impatient. Kevin, you want change too fast. Kevin, change takes time. But you know what? That's all true. I am impatient. I do demand that things change quickly.
Candy Cushman with Focus on the Family Action says the appointment
that same
could
demonic
be the
laugh.
Agenda in your...
Yeah, let me... Yeah, that was Kevin talking. And Kevin is just telling you right up front, I do want some change to happen quickly. And what these people are doing is they are destroying the children of America. They are destroying the male-on-female, normal, natural relationship between a man and a woman. You know, I was watching today, Bob and Mark, I was watching a portion of the HBO series called John Adams, and they had a wonderful scene in that movie when, if you know anything historically about John and Abigail Adams, they were great, great husband and wife team. She supported her husband, he supported her, and the love that they had for each other was so natural, and I got a little emotional when I saw the interaction because it reminded me of the love that I had for Lucy. When you think of a homosexual relationship, there are no feelings like that. There are no feelings that a man has for a man like that. That is an abnormality.
Well, and it's very, very known in the homosexual gay community, the male community in particular, for them going to places where they have sex anonymously, where either the rooms are so dark that they don't see the person, or they have sex through openings in walls or whatever, that to where it completely depersonalizes the entire experience, to where they're not interacting with another human being. They're doing as little normal interacting. I mean, the whole sexual intercourse between a heterosexual married couple is designed by God, and it's designed in such a way that it is a bond and actually even cements the marital covenant relationship that a man has with a wife. So, I mean, it's a very deep, deep personal and emotional and loving relationship. If you read the book of the Song of Solomon, you can see what God's view on that is. And it's so far removed from these types of activities that the homosexuals are carrying out.
Yeah, you know, and that's so true. That's so true. So what we're going to do, Bob and I, Mark, what we're going to do is we're going to read this article. I got two articles here and one more up on the internet that I'll share some things. I don't think that there's anything. Let me come to the conclusion before we get into the article. There's absolutely nothing that we can do about this. It is a done deal. Mark, you was telling me something about when he elects these czars that no one questions his authority on who he puts in there?
Because they don't go through the same process as someone that's appointed to a job versus becoming a czar. When you're a czar, you report to the president himself. You don't talk to anybody else about your investigations, your work. When you have an appointment situation, they have to sit through either Congress or Senate, and they have to be questioned about their background and questioned about how they go about things, questioned about their paperwork, all the decisions they've made. And so this person won't have to go through that because they've been appointed by the president, and he gives them a name of czar, and that removes them from that process.
Wow. That is
so,
that
as opposed
is
to the full Senate confirmation hearings like they had with Sotomayor or any other general appointee.
Exactly. There's no confirmation of these people. They are just appointed and they get the job and they just start doing what they're doing. There's no questions about their life. There's no background check. There's nothing. They report to the president. So there's no going over what their life is all about. So most people will never find out who this person is, his history, his track record. They won't find out anything until his name comes out. And based on the way the media works now, they're never going to ask any questions about this guy's life.
Well, he's all over the internet here. I'm on the Atlas Shrugged's website right now, and they're saying Obama appointee Kevin Jennings, fisting and FM, I can't say the word, to the religious right. Listen to this paragraph, and then we'll get into the reading of the other article. President Obama has appointed Kevin Jennings, founder of GLSEN, Gay, Lesbian, Straight Educational Network, which sponsored the conference that, watch this, produced the notorious Fistgate scandal, is what they call it, in which young teens were guided on how to perform dangerous homosexual perversions, including fisting, to seal up. To head up the safe school efforts of the Department of Education. Jennings is, and this article says, a vicious anti-religious bigot, and once said, F him to the religious right. He supports promoting homosexuality and gender confusion as normative for even young students. And he made that comment in a New York City church. Then they're asking people to take action and to urge their senators to respond.
Yeah, the other issue, I mean, obviously I see a lot of things from the medical point as well. And again, are the truth of these activities being given to the students? In other words, number one, it's highly abnormal to take something the size of a human fist and put it into orifices that they are speaking of without causing damage to the orifice itself, or if you go further in with fingernails, which are sharp, and some of the walls of these organs are quite thin, these things can be ruptured. If they have never been expanded to those sizes before, they can be torn. That can cause all kinds of awful bacteria being spilled into the entire abdomen. That can be a surgical emergency. It can be life-threatening. It can cause sepsis and bacterial infection.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, are these consequences being told? Is the downside, you know, being told? And I'm sure the answer to that's no.
I think that the greatest question is, would you expect the president of the United States of America to put someone in a position like that? I want all my black brothers and sisters that bent over backwards, and my white brothers and sisters also, that voted for this man, and I'm going to be nice, Mark, that voted for this man, what in the world is going through this man's mind? And it has to be that this is who Obama is. He is putting in people that are so like himself. Now, is this a picture of who we as American citizens are? Is this the level of degradation that we've come to? If it is, well, then let the whole country say so. I'm not concerned about me as I am about my grandchildren and about their children. I'm also concerned about the innocents. The people that are running the educational systems in this country, to put in someone that would fund and support transvestites, and freakdom in charge of the educational system, you just won't believe it. All right, Bob, let's start reading the CNSnews.com. Okay. This is the one.
Okay. I don't actually have that. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Never mind. Alrighty. Okay. So the CNSnews.com.
Right.
Is, then it says, Kevin Jennings, appointed by President Obama to be Assistant Deputy Secretary of Education in charge of the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools, is a founder of an organization dedicated to promoting homosexual clubs and curricula in public schools. One little point of view.
Okay.
You have to remember, I think it was Karl Marx that said that religion's the opiate of the masses.
Yes.
Okay. So when you are talking about safe and drug-free schools, they're actually talking about religion-free schools, because religion is the drug, and that's what
that's really, right. That's
what
right.
They are planning to eliminate from the schools is any concept of God.
Yes.
And so this person
has been brought
is a perfect fit.
Absolutely.
Towards that agenda.
Yeah.
Because safe from being convicted by somebody speaking the opiate of the masses, speaking the word of God. So Jennings founded the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, an organization that's prime force behind the creation of Gay Straight Alliance clubs in high schools and some junior highs around the country. The organization says that its mission since 1994 has been to assure that each member of every school community is valued and respected, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity / expression. We welcome as members any and all individuals, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, or occupation, who are committed to seeing this philosophy realized in K-12 schools, the organization's website says.
K-12, man, can you imagine?
Kindergarten
to senior high school. We're gonna re-educate their minds. We're gonna bring it all out. And these adults are going into the classroom talking about this to children that have not even gone through the stage of puberty.
Correct.
Children that are not even thinking about masturbation.
They're having these kids think physical things and forget about the toys like Lego and blocks and just regular toys. They're having them get physical.
Yes.
Yes.
With each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And Obama did this. All right.